There were a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you were okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it. It's got to be smart. That's it. It's got to be smart. My entire time playing football, I've been a competitor, and that, you know, is or was sort of my edge when I would run from high school. Even in college, I would do the same thing. But it's a professional, you know, setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys. Well, how much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
All right, that was Tua Tagovailoa. We've been waiting for it. Woody, how many weeks ago did we say this was going to happen? This whole thing was going to play out where, well, we got to get him through testing. And then it wasn't by accident that Tua spoke yesterday to let everybody know. And this goes to the two-part, that question that I think a lot of us that have been around the team and people who follow the team have this conversation. Should Tua play again and all that? And I've told stories about coming in the morning and people, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, my gosh, I didn't know you're out here. And then they get right into it. It's like, oh, so what do you think about the Tua situation? And I go, well, he's going to be back. Oh, I don't think he should. Okay. Oh, I think it's dangerous. Yeah, he wants to play. So yesterday, Tua, as you just heard, talked about it. He's going to practice Wednesday. Most likely, as in is, going to play Sunday. He loves the game. He knows the risk. He said it all right there. By the way, I do the same thing. I do the same thing in the same situation for a lot less money. You know the risk. Even back when we didn't know about concussions, we probably, if you would have told us, hey, guys, it's 1982, and I want to let you guys know that you get hit a lot in the head. You know, it could be dangerous down the road when you get older. And we'd all go do it. I'm guessing 99% of the guys would go, this is what I wanted to do. It's okay. I like the chemistry and bonding with guys and playing and the feeling of running on the field and all the time together acting like two-year-olds and all the stuff that's part of being in a fraternity. Police fraternity, firefighter fraternity. You hear the military guys talk about the friendships they've built up and things they've gone through. So anyway, that was Tua yesterday, and here we go, man. Here we go. I kind of jumped the gun on it a few weeks ago, especially after what just happened again, too, on top of everything else. And I'm not saying just because they're out of quarterbacks, they didn't run to Tua and go, hey, Tua, now we really need you, bro. Like, we need you to get out in front of everybody and say you're ready to play because we're if you don't play, we're in deep doo-doo. So all that stuff comes in. But, yeah, the quarterback play and had a lot of people ask me, Woody, had a lot of people ask me, of every part of that game that took place, and we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, a lot of people asked me, what the hell were we doing on the last play where your quarterback didn't throw it in the end zone? And the question is, and so I asked some people, yeah, they go, he knew. I mean, he knew. I don't know why he made such a bad throw, but he knew. And I was like, you know, guy I work with, Woody, got me thinking about that. I gave him the benefit of the doubt during the game. It was just a really bad fourth quarterback looking throw. And then I was like, is there a chance that after he spiked it, he didn't realize what down it was? Thinking about, you know, what am I going to do? I got this much time, and where do I throw it? And doesn't throw it in the end zone, which is really not a very smart decision with no timeouts. I mean, you
always
to.
Come around, bro, to my theories.
When you're good, I do, man. Sometimes you're out.
So you're
out
on
there.
Board now. You think that he might have been like, oh, it's third down.
Well, it's done.
We'll get him on
it's
the next
a,
one.
It's a loss, so it doesn't
oh,
it
I
doesn't
know.
Matter.
I know.
But
you but that's still like,
still a 30-year-old quarterback. And like, listen, was it really just that bad a throw, or did you didn't want to throw an interception and? You were afraid, and you thought if you threw it in the end zone, it was going to end up like it did with Javon Holland running back 99 yards.
Yeah, that
see,
would
I
be
added,
terrible. Yeah.
I added a little something to
well,
that.
Well, you put that on the pile of things to you know throw at the coaching staff, and
oh,
I mean God. It's their job to let them know what down it is, right?
Well,
assuming he didn't know,
I'm guessing they're saying. But yeah, when somebody does something like that, people go and you're not a Mike fan to start with. You're going, hey Mike, anybody tell your 30-year-old quarterback that maybe you want to throw it in the end zone? Or if you're going to throw it quickly out, then throw it quickly out of bounds if you're trying to get a little bit closer.
Wouldn't be the first time this happened. I mean, it's not that crazy.
No.
But the way that he kind of just, like, relaxed, he was all, like, nonchalant about it, he throws it out of bounds, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
When I saw that play, I go, oh, my
all right.
God.
He, all right, I let you get it in. We got
Thank
a lot of stuff
you.
To
Thank
get
you.
To here.
I just like that you've come around.
I admit it.
Yeah. You not, always do come around. You're good.
I'm not afraid to say maybe you're onto something. I'm not saying it's done because I still haven't heard and the team has moved. They probably embarrassed even like
I'm guessing they
are you really going to ask me that question? Are you serious? We're pros and we're smart guys. Okay.
Maybe that's why they rolled two out there yesterday for the press conference.
Well, by the way, it was a good 1-2 punch and's behind it and who does head of communications and was smart move. I mean, that's what you do. I almost called her, but I figure right now she's in no mood for anybody to be calling her, but especially guys that do talk shows. But it was smart. Like, coach came out and said he's still got a few things to get through, but he is going to practice Wednesday, and we'll see. And I'm like, okay, because we predicted yesterday. You asked me, and I said that was going to be his take. And the second part is Tua – talking yesterday why they're in there and just kind of getting everybody warmed up. And by the way, he was asked the question they wanted. I don't know who asked the question, but a lot of fans are concerned about you coming back that really care about you as a person. He goes, I appreciate it. And he went into the whole thing like that's it. Drop the mic. I want to play. I don't care. Don't worry about what I'm like at 60. I know there's a chance I can end up as dumb as Joe Rose. That could happen. So here we go. He wants to come back. He said, by the way, he said, I got to play smarter. He's absolutely right. He played really smart a year ago. He played really smart through 18 games. A couple of times, he even dropped sooner than some people, you know. I had some guys go, why'd he drop? There's no, I go, hey, really? All right. So it's a game. It's a next game. It's playing. It's a good decision. He slid early last year. Even if it wasn't a first down, he made sure he was safe. We'll play another down. It's good. And I'm sure Mike has talked about part of this staying healthy is being smart for a quarterback. It is. By the way, how long you think this guy that was bouncing off our defenders that we just played against, this second-year quarterback for the Colts, how long do you think he's going to stay healthy with the decisions he's making on quarterback sweeps to run guys over and get – now, it worked, by the way. I mean, it worked. When they needed to get some drives going there and they're his throwing the football was scaring the hell out of them, he worked. He can last. He got knocked out of his first eight starts. He got knocked out of four of those eight games from running the ball. And he comes back, and I thought they're going to be real careful with him, and he did slide a few times. But he's still taking guys on. And as well as you can ask Jalen Ramsey, guys are bouncing off him back there because he's a big, strong kid, man, really big, strong kid. Well, last night, again, Monday Night Football, heard Woody talking about it. Lamar Jackson just jumped right back out in front of everybody, whoever your favorite quarterback is. Lamar Jackson last night, those five touchdowns. He's got the business decision behind him running the ball, who is on pace for a ridiculous amount of yards with the extra game on top of it. 15 carries last night, 169 yards, and one of the worst efforts by a Tampa Bay defense on that pass that was thrown out. Nobody. They let him go in. There were two guys standing there, and the effort to tackle him was not very good. Somebody was afraid they were going to be on the ESPN highlights and didn't want to be part of it, of getting run over. So, but Lamar is crazy. So, 5 touchdowns last night, passes. Beautiful 55-yard pass, by the way. Wide open receiver. He had 9 carries for 52 yards. His numbers right now, we're not even halfway through the season. Hell, we still got, they've got 10 games left. We have 11. He is on pace for some ridiculous, ridiculous numbers right now. He really is. He's on pace for 35 to 40 touchdowns. He's gonna run. He's already at almost 500 yards rushing. He's gonna run for over 1,000 yards again with more touchdowns. And if they keep playing the way they are, where they just outscore people, they're scoring an amazing amount of. They got a good offensive line, that running back, and they got really good receivers. They've got, I know nobody's going to talk about any of the receivers as top 10 receivers in the league, but they got a little bit of everything on that team. And defensively, they've got some problems, but man, when you put up 41 points on somebody, you don't see them as much, man, when you just outscore people like that. And they scored 34 straight points in that game after Tampa Bay jumped on them early. So, and then the second game I did not see, way past my bedtime, but Kyler Murray, touchdown pass, touchdown run, did just enough to beat the Chargers 17-15. We'll see Kyler Murray this weekend as they've now, 3-4 on the season and go from there. Panthers back in action tonight. Matter of fact, not only the Panthers in action tonight, if you're a hockey head and you're up early and you need a break from the Dolphins games, who they can't score, you want to see a good product or you just love hockey, everybody's playing tonight in the NHL. Pretty cool. Every game. And then, by the way, a lot of people believe the two best teams, and the league believes it because they got them leading everything off. The Knicks and the Celtics will play in the Eastern Conference. A lot of people think those are the two best teams. And on paper, because that's all it is right now. And so that game, and then LeBron and Bronny, if you can stay up late tonight and care about that story, father-son playing together does not happen a lot. And so that's going to say, I'm curious to see if Bronny gets playing time or is at the end of the bench tonight. But anyway, we've got all that going on. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to here. There were some moves made, and believe it or not, and it just feels different, man. It feels different, but it's here. The University of Miami and FSU will play this Saturday night, and I went right yesterday, Woody. I went right over to see what they're saying and see what the point spread is. The Canes are favored by 21 points against an FSU team that is 1-6, having trouble scoring points. Has a bad loss, and Woody, I'm glad you educated me on that game. I had a kind of crazy weekend on the road, so I didn't get to see, didn't even look. I just saw that Duke beat him. I didn't realize Duke had under 200 yards of offense and beat FSU. You cannot have, unless you turn the ball over a lot, 185 yards of offense, and you lose to somebody when that's all they have. What, they turn over 4 times?
I know that, you know, it's a rivalry and all that good stuff.
Go ahead.
But
so go ahead and ruin the day.
Well, what do you think? You really think they're going to hang in there?
FSU
hasn't been able to hang in with really anyone, Joe.
I would just say this because I've seen this before.
21 and a half is a big number, no question.
They're looking at matchups, and you're right to this point. One team's 7-0 and one's 1-6. And they are saying this is an important game for us not to get embarrassed because we're trying to recruit. We're trying to keep jobs. We're trying to get guys to maybe transfer. All this stuff comes in because Florida State and Miami, I always say this in a lot of ways, and the Florida Gators too as far as recruiting goes. But the fact that FSU and Miami are in the ACC, they do a lot of recruiting of the same guys. And I just think the fake punts, we're going to see more. The field goal fakes, the going for it in bad field position on fourth and one and fourth and two and taking chances and more crazy plays. You're going to bring them out. You know how I know that? Because I've seen South Florida do the same thing. I watched South Florida do it. We watched last game. Louisville goes, we can't score with these guys. We got to do a fake punt. We can't score with these guys. We need to get a special team scored. So, because it all goes back to now everybody's looking, and the defensive coordinator walks into the head coach and goes, what do you think? And he says, we can't overall stop these guys. And what do you mean? Well, that's not what I want to hear. Well, nobody's been able to stop them. And there's a lot of teams that have better rosters than we have. And they're scoring a lot of points. And so you start blitzing more. You just mix things up. I mean, you don't think everybody through seven games has tried everything to slow down this offense of the University of Miami? We got to go to break. Man, I get talking here. I'm not going to lie to you. I just about put Dunkin' Donut out of business this morning. I drank so much coffee, man. Just kidding. You can't do that. They're everywhere. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. By the way, if you missed it, I've got a soundbite about Aaron Rodgers that you have to hear. One of the greatest TV rip jobs I have ever heard that made me feel so good that we want to play it for you when we come back. Just a little something on a team and kind of in the same boat we are, except we're not making trades to get better, and just hear what he has to say. But before we get to all that stuff, early in the morning, I want to talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic for just a second. Sooner or later, it happens to every man out there. And you can laugh at me. I had somebody text something, how's your ED going? And I went, ha, ha, ha. I said, someday you'll have it if you don't already, so don't worry. But I do want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic is taking care of ED and low T for all men out there that still want to make fun of other men when they have it too. It happens in your 40s. It happens in your 50s. Sometimes it's 60s. Every man's body is different. But sooner or later, everybody's going to be dealing with low T, man, which affects your energy level. All of a sudden, you're not working out as much. You find yourself tired all the time. You're a little snappy when you're tired. You're eating and not working out. And then all of a sudden, because you've changed what you do every day and you're not as active, you start gaining weight. And then on top of that, usually with low T, ED follows. Your sex drive is down or absolutely gone. And I had both. I had both for a while and finally did something about it. I had such a great experience at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I've been sharing it with the world, man. I see the two owners. Well, one comes in. He's out of town. The other one lives closer. And I just say, you guys, thank you, man. I had great results. And I tell every guy, man, when they come up, you come up, talk to me if you see me. I want you to come up and ask me if it's really that good. It is. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a teen, a PSA test, and a lot of stuff. You can sit and meet with their professional staff. Six locations throughout South Florida. Easy to get to, but you got to set up that first appointment, man. It's the most important one. And then you decide what you want to do. You'll get your numbers and they'll figure and tell you everything. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
They bring back Rodgers, and we have, excuse me, Adams, to play with Rodgers. And we've seen the history they've had. But I think, Rex, the question is, does this solve the problems the Jets have had?
Well, right now, I think the biggest problem, Grinny, because I'm going to say no, because the biggest problem is Aaron Rodgers. All right, Aaron, nobody's going to talk about it. Everybody's scared to or whatever. The facts are, watch the games. He's not playing like the same guy. Like, he's struggling. He's not playing winning football. Now, is it going to help? Hell yeah, it's going to help. Because he's got chemistry, he's got all that type of stuff. But quite honestly, when they They've been sitting back telling us that it's Mike Williams' fault. You know, it's head coach. It's Mike Williams' fault. It's Mike Williams' fault that you're trying to throw a back shoulder pass to him and you're dirted like 5 yards underneath him into the ground. And then, okay, well, he doesn't run the exact route. He's not on the red line. No, because you're not pitching the ball to the red line. Like, to me, quit making dang excuses. Everybody's afraid of this cat. You better get it done. It's the easiest damn schedule I've ever seen. I've ever seen. This team has no choice and no excuse. They should be in the playoffs and they should win this game, okay? They absolutely should win this game, and you need to start. But this schedule is an absolute joke. Who are you worried about? Who are you worried about?
Sexy Rexy Ryan, former head coach of the Jets. Not worried. He and Belichick are no longer worried about getting a job with the Jets. That's obvious down the road here. So, Rodgers... getting blasted by Rex Ryan. Like, okay, I'll tell you the problem here. Quarterback. By the way, he came out yesterday and said, we need to stop listening to you guys. He's talking to media. Number one, Rodgers said in an attempt to blame at least part of the Jets' 2-5 start on the media. This is unbelievable. Oh, God. I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers... by the way, while he's ripping the media, of course, he went on part of the media. Like, I don't know what he thinks when you go on the ESPN show every week after the games. Like, you seem to be against the media, but at the same time, you're doing the media thing. Thinks he's got a couple allies over there, so he's doing that. But I'll tell you one thing, Rex, 2-5 start. It'd be a hell of a comeback, and I get the schedule. Dolphins, by the way, have the same schedule, and the reason I even played it this morning, to be honest, because the Dolphins are looking at that. We're going to have Omar Kelly join us a little bit later in the show, but I did want to bring this up, that the Finns' next five games, they're 2-4. And by the way, got to play a hell of a lot better before you start blasting me about 10, 11, 12 points a game that we've been scoring. Tua's back. And by the way, well, a lot of you don't think it's just a Tua thing. You just think the makeup of this team. So I'm covering every avenue you're going to go at me with here before we get to this. And if we are a good team, and if you do believe with Tua back at quarterback against the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday, and you think you can get that win, here's your next five games. And this important part, because you've already screwed part of this up, losing some of the games you've lost to, and I don't believe the Colts are a very good team, even though they got a winning record now at 4-3. The Finns' next five games, Cardinals this week, who are now 3-4 on the season with that low-scoring win last night. Then you go to Buffalo, who's playing really well, 5-2, and we have struggled against the Bills everywhere. It doesn't matter where we play them. We have struggled. They own us. We are their bitch. Then at L.A. to play the Rams, 2-4. Raiders, a disaster, 2-5. Quarterback injured. Now your number one receiver is with the Jets. Patriots. 1-6. So you got Cardinals, Rams, Raiders, and Patriots on this schedule to go with the Bills. Now, they're probably looking at us and going, well, there's a beatable team. Matter of fact, the Jets, that's what Rex Ryan was doing. Rex Ryan was saying, you got the easiest schedule going. He left out, you got the Dolphins twice at the end of the year. And, you know, that got me thinking, like, outside of Tua's health, I mean, our record, we're 2-4. I get the Jets are 2-5 and Aaron Rodgers and all in and just traded for one of the best receivers, Devontae Adams in football. They now have two number ones on the outside. But they're not even talking about us except Tua's health. Nobody is talking about us, which means they really just don't think we're very good. They don't think we're very good. And maybe we're not. I don't know. I've been going back and forth, and, you know, I spend way too much time looking at everything at that organization, but, you know, that's part of the job here. But Tua coming back should make us at least get the two guys on the outside more involved. And if we can't do it with him, because I heard nothing more than excuses why we're not getting the ball to those two guys the last 2 days. I heard nothing but excuses from the guy that was playing quarterback, the fourth quarterback, and even the coach saying, well, but he did admit, I mean, he was talking about, well, we ran it 40 times for a lot of yards, and you're right, and you fumbled, and probably if you don't fumble, you keep running it, and you run for over 200 yards, but you didn't. But it's really hard. I just don't want to hear anybody, they took away both our wide receivers. I've never heard of somebody been able to take away both the number one wide receivers, if you believe Waddle and Tyreek Hill are both number one receivers, and they're getting paid like the team believed they were number one receivers, that we can't get them the ball more, even though we had a tight end, had a really good game, and Jonnu Smith had a great game. We've been talking about getting him going. We did it. We talked about running the ball and time of possession and just getting physical. We did it. But there's still got to be some balance. Our passing numbers. So listen, you get that going, even though you've run for 190 and 180 yards the last two games. That's good news. That's good. We got to take care of the ball, but that's good news. But you can't all of a sudden, the position that you spent the most money on, and most people believe it's been the best combination of wide receivers the last 2 years are right there at the top. The numbers they put up, Tyreek and Jalen, to have one catch for 8 yards and one catch for 11 yards. So, I don't know.
I mean, well, you would have seen it better than us watching back here, but were guys, I mean, were they running open?
You can run different routes.
But were they? I mean, I'm saying on Sunday, what, did you see them just wide open down the field? And just can't get it to them? Like, so, is this a situation where you plug two in there and all of a sudden
it's a great question. And by the way, Woody,
you got that aerial view there, Woody, in that booth.
Woody, you're really good. You're really good, man. You're really good about what you're talking about. So I do believe every team has said, we're not letting Tyreek Hill run wide open on the skinny post to...
Yeah, what Jacksonville did.
Crossing routes.
What they allowed.
Yeah. Deep crossing routes where you get... The more you cross, you get deeper on the route. We never had those. Everything had to be flat. But they have them and just takeoffs. And they've either done a good job of bump and run on the outside... And they have had some pretty good coverage on Tyreek. Or they've taken it away. Because we did have Tyreek on a couple plays where they tried to get him open deep. But they are taking that away. That doesn't mean you can't run some different routes to get guys open. Just because we got some safeties playing too deep.
But let's throw that out, right? Because now Tua's back. So now they can run their offense.
Now you can anticipate throws into holes and open areas that the other guys can't do. Yes.
I just wonder, man, like they're going to have to, I would say at minimum, double their points per game.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You're at 11.7 points per game now.
I think
at minimum, double that.
Yes.
Points is Tua worth? We're going to find out. But
I saw the stats. ESPN threw them up there last night that we're averaging 11 now without Tua. And they named the three quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater and the other guys that have filled in, and Skyler and Tyler, actually, were the three guys. And we're averaging like 11 points a game with those guys. Not good enough to win. And about 25, if I'm not mistaken, on average with Tua. Now, the question is, can we average 25 with this group? I don't know. The second part of this question is 25 going to be enough? Now you're putting it, now the defense, listen, defense not giving up very much now. We got a top five defense.
Yeah, the defense not the issue. But here's the other question I would ask you is who's going to step up and be a target outside of those two guys that you keep talking about? Like who is going to be?
I don't.
Target number three. I know Jonnu Smith has kind of stepped up. Odell Beckham's missing.
Woody, Braxton's we had one out. Target like, last game.
Yeah, but like who is going
I,
to?
I don't think they're getting that. Woody.
You can't just use two guys. There's got to be someone else.
I disagree. I'm going to disagree with you, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You get Jonnu Smith involved, and you get the other two guys involved, and then you run the ball as much as they're running it. I do agree with Coach. You only got a certain amount of snaps.
I hope you're right. I mean,
but all of a sudden, if you think we're going to get Jonnu
like seven catches for 100 yards every game or 70 yards a game, and then we're going to get the backs 30 or 40 carries, okay, and you think all of a sudden we're going to get the two guys on the outside. The one guy's used to getting 12 targets a game, 11 targets a game.
So spread the snaps out. Spread it out for me. What would you like to see as far as targets for those guys? You want Tyreek to get...
You're killing me on breaks here.
Who cares? You want Tyreek to get, what, 12 targets, 10 targets, and then
he's got to be nine or 10.
8 or 9?
No, it goes just what it's been. It goes 8 to 10 with Tyreek, and it goes 5 to 6, and it should be number 2, should be Jalen Waddle. And then a little bit behind that should be Jonnu Smith. That's the way this thing's looking, man. And the rest goes to the backs. And by the way, they're going to throw to the backs a lot. We're going to throw, especially to Achan, who they kind of become their number one back for stuff outside because of his speed, which they can all run.
You want to clear this up here because people are not talking about it. Like, was Tyreek, and again, you had that aerial view, was he running open out there?
Well, the few times I saw him just running down the middle, no.
Okay.
But does anybody really think, when's the last time we heard about, wow, they took away both our number one receivers? And I was like, wow. And I don't use our example anymore because somebody said, yeah, Marino throwing to both those guys. I said, yeah, but they were both open. Didn't matter. And people go, so I'm trying to leave what I went through out of it, because it's not a good comparison.
Yeah, that would be for the best.
Yeah. Anyway, but there's different routes you can run, guys. There's a whole bunch of that. The route tree, you know that thing, 1 to 9, that are some of our media guys like? The 1 to 9 route tree. He can run the route tree. All right, we got to go to break, Woody, here. Got myself all jacked up on that dunk. We're calling it a Dunkin' Donut morning show right now because I got the shakes a little bit. I had so much coffee.
How come we can't get you a coffee sponsorship from them? I mean, you promote it so well.
I don't think we're doing well enough, Woody.
No?
If you want to be really honest.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, you're spending enough money there as it is, so maybe they think like we're just okay.
So I was a $20 a day guy at Dunkin', but I was doing bagel and cream cheese.
You're spending 20 a day on coffee?
Yeah. Because I was getting my coffee in the afternoon there, and I got to get it for Mrs. Rose because she is a coffee hoe.
I know you've said that.
Do you have
like a rewards program or something? You get points?
Nah, I'm just not good at that. They do have that. I'm not good at it. I'll tell you what I am good at. Telling you about Baptist Health South Florida. Well, people ask me almost every day, where do the pros go? And matter of fact, those specialists are up right now. Those surgeons we have that do nothing but take care of sports-related injuries at Baptist Health, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I get this, and they're up early, getting ready to do 7 o'clock operations this morning. Some of them start at 7:30. Where do the pros go when they get injured? I get it almost every day from friends who ask me. Now, the friends will ask me, can I get them set up with an appointment and jump ahead of a lot of people? But I just want to let you know everybody can see them. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida, and they should. They put together an all-star team, a specialist for any kind of knee operation you might need, any kind of knee problems you've had, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement has become a big one. And one of the worst injuries that we're seeing a lot of is the Achilles. We got doctors doing all of them, and lots of great doctors. Even better news, Dade and Broward County, if you're listening right now, we got you covered. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. At Hard Rock Stadium, you can get an appointment set up at right next to the training facility. You might see some of the guys while you're out there as well, because all the team goes over there as well. And also, 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. We can all see him, by the way. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports team or individual that you love the most.
All right, it's weather time. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954. More 79 degrees, partly cloudy. No rain in the forecast today. Good news out there, Joe.
Thank you, Woody. We were just talking in the back about a lot of different things. We got Steven in, by the way. I want to welcome Steven to the WQAM family in here with us this morning, doing a little training and big sports. We always like guys that are junkies, man. And he's a junkie. He is a South Florida sports junkie, so we like him.
Well, so they threw him right into the fire here, because usually we like to ease people in before we bring them in to see you. Because, you know, you're in a little more intense than the rest of the people here.
Am I really?
So that's the word on you. I mean,
I'm trying to tone it down.
To defend you, but I was talking to your boss yesterday, who's, you know, obviously fears you, and so he was just like, you know, hey, ease this guy in because Joe's a little over the top.
How would he know? He's never seen us work in the morning.
He just knows, you know, he knows about you.
The PD barely comes out of the house. Anyway,
you've been very hard on him, by the way. I gotta tell you, you really have.
Hey, so I love the topic here today, and we got all our monitors on here from the sports shows and a lot of ESPN shows.
You getting enough of your Tua stuff this morning from both ESPNs?
So the topic, which was no secret what the topic was going to be, besides Aaron Rodgers going at it with everybody here on the problem is the media and has nothing to do with him or the team being 2-5 with the Jets. But I love the Tua take. What do you think about Tua coming back and playing on Sunday? It doesn't matter. I'm going to play that soundbite so much because it was so good. Whether you like it or not, now you might be shaking your head and you might have got up, or you heard it last night and you might have had that moment where somebody in his life needs to say no. No, you're not. Or, listen, man, he wants to play and he told you everything. He told you, I know. I know the risk. I know. I swear I know. I'm going to be smarter, but I want to keep playing. And I know this could end up bad, but I want to play. This is what I do. This is what I've waited, and I don't want to give this up. I got to play smarter, and here we go. And yet, I understand everybody's still going to have an opinion on it. I can just hear the tennis courts right now. I can hear the tennis courts over there in Plantation, where I play. I can hear all of them, the moms over there in the women's league. I can hear the guys coming in, and what'd you think about Tua coming back, man? Okay. And I know what happens, too. If he has another one this year, you guys will somehow call and blame me for being so excited about him coming back and playing.
Well, to be honest, you have pushed him a little in that direction, clearly.
How have I pushed him? He didn't even listen. By the way, do you think Tua listens to anybody that has a big mouth in this town or nationally?
Clearly, you could tell he's been, you know, from his press conference yesterday, he's been pressured by a lot of people.
That's funny.
I mean, the guy gets up and he says, I'm playing. Like, I know what the deal is. I'm playing. This is it.
He pretty much said he was. He thought he could have played the next week.
Now I get, like, ESPN's got to weigh in and, you know, give their take, and, you know, we're concerned about.
Oh, we're gonna get the, and we're gonna have former players to do the father take.
Sure. Yeah.
We had that with Mike Florio. Did the father take? Bo went a little father on me the other day.
I couldn't believe Mike Florio did that. Bo was the most shocking.
Because Bo told my son not to play,
ranting and raving about the marshmallow hat thing or whatever, to like I wouldn't play if I were him. And,
so yeah. I do want to say this. Bo has had four or five guys that he's been close to, former Dolphin players, that have passed away from this topic, from basically brain damage. I mean, right? It's brain damage, pounding of the head. Two also came out. If you missed it. And I don't know if we're playing it or not. And he's not going to use the safety. What's it called, Woody?
Guardian cap.
Guardian cap.
He shut that down quick, man.
He goes, no, I don't like it.
And they go, why? Yeah, personal choice, yeah.
Personal choice, it's ugly.
He didn't say it. I don't think he said it.
Well, why do you think he wouldn't wear it? If somebody said, hey, it might be a good idea, that there's a reason we have these on.
Why wouldn't he wear it? I guess for the same reason that guys like don't wear sleeves when it's like 50 degrees below zero. It's just.
No, I'll tell you, I'll give you a better one. Guys used to be mandatory knee pads and nobody wore them, and the league just beat guys up, and finally they just said, screw it. Nobody wears knee pads. If you notice, everybody's pretty much in shorts now. Everybody wants to be as... I hated knee pads. If you hit me and it's going to go, it's going to go. And that little knee pad that you used to wear is not going to stop a guy from blowing your knee out with the hits that these guys are taking. You're getting the ACL. Sometimes you're going to get the combination package. ACL, MCL, everything. You're going to get one of those. And that little knee pad is not going to make a difference. And I think some of it is the way it looks. And I just think maybe the guy thinks, you know, having this on, I just got to be smarter. I want to play with what everybody else is playing with, or most everybody else is playing with. And I got to make smart decisions. I know I can do it. I did it a year ago, and he did. He played smart. And by the way, Tua is not going to outrun a lot of guys. I think he knows that. The speed of the between Tua and the Josh Allens and the Lamar Jackson, bad example. And the guy, by the way, one of the fastest guys, the guy they're going to face this week. I didn't realize, I just saw a highlight of his run last night. Guys had an angle on him. He outruns him to the corner and runs for like 40 yards for a touchdown. And talking about Kyler Murray, who they're going to face from the Arizona Cardinals, for a touchdown run last night. He had 6 carries for 64 yards. That's not going to be Tua. Tua's not going to be 5 carries.
I hope not. I hope he's 0 carries.
Lamar last night, 9 carries, 52 yards.
Hey, Lamar took some wicked shots last night too, by the way. I know he does every game, but
Lamar's not going to change his style of play.
I agree. Neither is Josh
Allen. Great topic, but it was a wasted topic for all these years.
Yep. Neither is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's not changing his style.
Hey, real quick, and I know this is accurate here to some extent, right? Like, people that don't want Tua to play want him to move on because they, like a texter points out here this morning, that does play a role in it. Like, I think half of these people that are like, let's, you know, protect him and, you know, he should just retire, it's because they think he stinks.
Okay, well, let me give you
You know that camp still exists out there that doesn't think he can play.
Yeah. No, I know that. No, of course. There's so many different parts to this. First of all, the other part, should want him to play, we got to find out if he play, because he's one more of these away and he won't play. There's a good chance he has another one of these. And finally, he's going to go, you know, he comes out for another one of these, and some people are going to be going, that now some other people might highly recommend in his life, as well as people that run the league, this is not good for us. Every time you have one of these, it's the worst PR we get.
It's probably going to happen again at some point. But
I don't know, but it hasn't. Whatever.
Well, by the way, texters are pointing out that it's raining in Hollywood at the moment.
Yeah, it's always raining with you.
It's raining it's raining somewhere.
It's always raining somewhere.
I was talking about, like, literally raining because they were ripping my weather forecast.
I wish you didn't have to do that.
The weather thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I didn't either, but such is life, you know?
I told you the story that the time the guy at NBC came on, he was from the Midwest, and he came in where it never rains in summer, and he go, hey,
yeah,
zero chance of rain. And everybody, whoa, we don't do that in South Florida. No, I'm telling you, we got this expensive equipment. And they're going, no, don't say that. Because people are going to go out and set up, because you gave them the weekend, no rain at all for the weekend. And it always rains somewhere in South Florida. You can't say that. One black cloud yesterday, I was walking, and it got me in the middle of the walk. And I took off running, because it's not just a little sprinkle. It comes down, so you're running for cover.
You don't want to get struck either. It's like that. There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David, and the weatherman says it's going to be pouring, and it actually ends up being really nice, and just the weatherman's out there on the golf course all by himself.
That's pretty smart. Yeah. That's funny. Now, that was funny. It's not funny, though, that where I was walking yesterday at Vista Views, where a guy got hit with lightning a few months ago and died, a 19-year-old kid. Died.
I know, I saw that on the news.
All right, yeah. Hey, let's talk about Chevy. Let's talk. What, man, it's kind of... Well, I kind of put a dark cloud on this show, didn't I, here, before we hit this 7 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly! Is he going to be a dark cloud today, you think, or you think he comes in positive? Omar.
Oh, man, tough o'clock. To tell with him. He's been a big Tua cheerleader lately. He's been more positive lately.
Aren't you kind of curious to see how Tua plays? Because really, whatever's happened is going to be because of Tua.
But usually when he travels, he comes back in a bad mood because he has rough travel experiences.
Yeah. Oh, was he ripping in the airlines again?
He was complaining about something on social media about traveling, but right. Usually he has a mishap at the airport of some kind, so he comes in a little something.
Well, I got some good news for everybody. It's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealers, conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a truck, we got a lot of different style trucks. Check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance ready with easy to reach tech features. Take charge of any situation with that new 2024 Silverado with impressive towing, powerful engines, whether it's towing a boat or any other toys behind it. You need it. You need something you can count on that's durable every day. Silverado trucks are ready for you. It's almost like they've custom made a truck that's absolutely perfect for your life. A dominant force with unlimited screen time in the 2024 Chevy Silverado HD. Hey, listen, I got a lot more stuff because the Tahoe, I will never not talk about a Tahoe, which I've had for 16, 17 years now. I love the Tahoe. They got another new one coming out, which is like a new toy coming. They're big. They're comfortable for you and the family. Boy, you can't beat them. You got to check it out. Whether it's the Silverado, the Colorado, or the Tahoe, have what you need, man. They got something that's perfect for you. If it's space, if it just needs some working space for you, they got them all. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. Together, let's drive. See your South Florida Chevy dealers and take a test drive today.